Guys, welcome back to another podcast of the Shepherd Cast. My name is Marina, and this is my podcast. Can't believe it still. So I'm hoping this will help some of those younger breeders out there who are probably inexperienced, just like I started. So let's get started. Yes, by today's title, we're going to be talking about social media. So I'm excited to share this with you guys. Okay, first bullet point, advertisement. Okay, advertisement. So you probably are wondering, sorry, that's my microphone. You're probably wondering, what do I mean by advertisement? Advertisement is super important when you're advertising either your stock or your brand. This can also be used when, say, maybe you're advertising a certain merchandise. So we all pretty much know what advertisement is, right? Yeah. So our second one is reach new audience. Reaching new audience could mean finding a new set of eyes to build your business on. For me, I'm targeting more of the people who maybe aren't that experienced with farming and are maybe interested in these little farming techniques I'm using or something like that. So it's just kind of reaching those people that you want to target on your social medias to reach new audience, reach new eyes that you maybe are interested in, like say you're selling animals, like stock. Maybe you don't want to reach a certain farming audience, something like that, you know? So audiences are great. Next is setting up. You're probably like, what do I mean by setting up? I'm going to tell you. Setting up. Number one, think of what you will post. Number two, how often. Number three, what purpose does it have? And I'm going to explain what this means. This is called the cause and effect of your brand to social media. So, for example, the cause is me coming to social media. The effect is gaining new followers and subscribers and new audiences. This is also super helpful when you're finding a new audience to maybe advertise your stock. This could be a great way to sell more animals in a short amount of time. Another one would be don't post all the time. This is kind of more of a posting informational thing. So don't post all the time because that can really like do too much. It's good to stay active, but just enough just to stay alive. Posting too much can cause kind of a bit of a problem with posting too much, because then you're going to run out of ideas, and then it could just lead to a little too much posting overload, and then your followers are going to be so annoyed because they always get these dings. So that's something to remember, is don't post all the time. It's just like, think of it like giving the dog a taste, like a taste of a treat or something, you know? You don't give it all of it because then you won't have anything to say for later. Just giving a little taste of what your business is about. Giving your followers just something to chew on for now, until you post more information, and that's giving them something. It's called the hook. You're hooking them into your business and you're bringing them into it. Just a little something every now and then, spicing it up every now and then, you know? That's called the hook. And then another bullet point would be, so what? So what? So what am I talking about? Why does this matter? Social media? I'm not doing social media. So what? This is super important. So what? I don't want to create a social media. I find it's useless. So what? Social media can be super helpful because it's reaching the new audience, and it's also building a new following. It's also attracting people to your website. It's building a new perspective to your socials, whether you're reaching it on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, any social media you're using. You need to have something, some purpose in it. Posting tips. Fun pics and reels. This is super important when you're doing, especially like Instagram. You want something to attract people to your Instagram. Something that makes it special. Something that kind of means something. Whether you're using fun and silly, fun little cute animal pictures or reels. Every now and then I'll do this fun little reel where I use maybe different voices and I'm putting them on the sheep. The other day I posted one of what happens when you get three triplets and they all like bully each other because there's three boys. They'll kind of bully each other a bit, and I did that reel, made that into a reel, which is really cute. But yeah, it's just something simple like that that you might want to find interesting. Just kind of drawing people into your business, drawing them into what you do, making it fun though. Number two, tagging people, hashtags. This is what this means, is you're tagging people because that's what it means. Say I'm tagging, I just posted a photo of me sheep farming. So I do all kinds of different tags. Hashtag sheep farming, hashtag 2023, hashtag whatever I'm doing, like emptying manure. Because this is tagging those followings, and then more people are going to discover your post this way. So that's super helpful when you're maybe just starting out on your socials and you're trying to build a following. That can be helpful. It also can be really nice when you're trying to reach a certain farming audience. That's a great way to start, is by tagging a farming audience. You can also hashtag, or I mean, like tag people, like if you have friends or sheep farming people, then you can tag them in that. So that's really great. And then number three, you guys have heard me talk about this about a million times on my Zoom classes. Don't be boring. Don't be boring, guys. When you're posting, you don't want to be going on and on and on about these boring things that like other people don't care at all. You want to make it fun, interesting, poppy, kind of uplight, something maybe they look forward to, not something they don't want to read because it's a huge long paragraph of a blah 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 blah, you know? So make it short and simple when you're posting. Don't be boring when you're posting. Another great tip for this would be, do not lie or make excuses when you're doing social medias, because this can lead to people doing hate comments. I'm going to be talking a lot about hate comments and stuff like that in my next social media podcast, so stay tuned for that one. But that was my stomach. Do you guys hear that? But yeah, that's super important when you're doing this, is, and you know, that can really lead to a lot of rude things, like getting mad DMs saying, oh, all you do is lie, you know, that kind of thing. I'm sure you guys have heard a lot about that and what people do when they hear that stuff, because it's not great to lie, it's not great to make excuses, it's not great to make any of that, because that can lead to huge hate comments, which is not great. So yeah, it's great to just be honest and open, because also that's not just great for your business, but it's also what the people kind of like to hear more of, not just a bunch of excuses and words. So that's also something to remember when you're doing social media, guys. Share more about you and what you do. That's kind of what social media is kind of about when you're doing this, is it's sharing and it's advertising them to your website. And it's great to kind of show them what you're doing and what they're interested in. So it's great to just do that and be careful while doing it, because there is some scammers out there. You guys know what to do. Simple, fast. Oh my gosh. My dog is playing with the blanket right now. Sorry. Okay, simple, fast for people to find. That's super, super easy. For a simple, easy way of saying it is, it's super easy and fast for them to find you. You know, just look you up on social media and boom, there you are. But yeah, that's something that's pretty much easy. You know, they just look you up and boom, there you are. Social media is pretty cool about that. But yeah, that's kind of the main things I wanted to chat with you guys today. I'm gonna do another podcast on social media, kind of explaining more about how to deal with the hate comments and kind of that kind of area. So stay tuned for the next one. But hopefully this gave you a quick idea of what social media is kind of based off of and what we can do to use it and advantage in it. So that's kind of the basic things. We went over advertisement, audiences, how to set up your social media. Again, the main ones I use is Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest. I barely use Pinterest, but you know. And then I use Podbean and Apple Podcasts, and that's pretty much it, guys. I don't use too much. But yeah, my main favorites would probably be YouTube and Instagram. Those are kind of the super easy ones, I think, that are pretty easy to use. But yeah, we talked about posting and then the so what and the hook and then, share more about you and it's easy to use. And then, yeah, that's basically everything we talked about for today. Super short, but I like to keep these kind of talks kind of short because I think it's easier and it graves it into your mind without sitting here and listening to it over and over and over again. Plus, it's not just too much to talk about, but I think it's easy splitting it up because it gives you different, you don't have to sit here and listen to me until I get to the topic you want to hear. So that's something I find is super cool about this. Hopefully you enjoyed this, guys. If you are enjoying my new podcast, please let me know on my face or ugh, on my Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube because I'd love to hear from you guys. So, yeah, thank you guys so much. I will see you in my next podcast. Thanks for listening. Bye.